views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. Claudette brings fresh, innovative perspectives that push the boundaries of what organizational cultures can and should be. Learn how to catalyze your organization's workforce into an authentic, intentional, and financially successful culture. Now here's your host, Claudette Rowley.
Hey, everybody, this is Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some groundbreaking ways to transform your company's culture. Twice each month, we have some of the foremost experts on culture, change, and leadership, helping you understand how to make a brilliant culture the rule rather than the exception. I'm really excited about today's guest. She is Colette Marie Steffen, also a fellow host on Transformation Talk Radio. And she and I are going to be talking about how to shift your cultural brilliance into high gear. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be really exciting. So Colette is an amazing speaker, a magical speaker, an intuitive artist. She has an amazing sense of humor and shares universal and life-transforming information to help people really upgrade their energy in ways that inspire them to soar to new heights. And she does this through seminars around the globe, through her radio show, through her books, through her speaking. She's been a featured guest of many different radio shows and telesummits, as well as captivating the airwaves with her own hit radio show, The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens. And she has an open invitation for all of us to really experience the joy of the shift. So Colette, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Claudette. It's my pleasure to be here. And I so enjoyed having you on my show.
That was fun. Yeah. That was really fun. Yeah. I'm glad you're here. So, I'm fascinated by your work and excited to learn even more about it today. One of the things I always like to ask folks is how did they get into what they're doing? Like, I'd love to hear your story because I bet it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those not such a gentle push from the universe.
Right.
In the style of dragons, you'll get shoved off the cliff and fly. What happened is we went through what my dad kept referring to as a rough patch. Mm-hmm. But we had a lot of just one person after another ill in our family. And it really began devastation when my dad, who was 68 at the time, collapsed. And within a 36-hour period, he was totally paralyzed from head to toe. He had Guillain-Barré, and he was in and out of the hospital for 4 years. It took him about a year before he regained his ability to be able to breathe on his own. He had to learn to eat again. He had a trach. So he was, it was really horrendous. And finally, after about a year and a half of regaining his use in that, he got an MRSA when he was in the hospital. My dad was a really funny man. He was a businessman and he's an entrepreneur. So he blinked his right eye because that's the only thing that worked to run his business for the first year. And eventually went bankrupt. And I think that broke his heart. It took it out of him. But if you want to talk about systems, while I was in the hospital, I saw all these systems. I saw all these people. Many of them really, really wanting to do their jobs and do it really well, and people really being able to enjoy that, enjoy their job, enjoy what they got into doing, the reasons why they got into doing what they were. And then there was a lot of systems breaking down. I saw a lot of people rushing around, not enough time, people who didn't care. And so I watched this, and shortly after my dad passed, my niece, who is 18 years old at the time, was going for a last hurrah with her friends they were driving from Saskatoon to the U.S., to the Edmonton Mall to go shopping, and then they were going to start university, and they were hit by a drunk driver as they were returning home. And, you know, the driver was killed instantly, and my niece was proclaimed dead at the scene and was revived, and then 6 hours of surgery at the hospital, and it was the worst night of our lives.
Oh, wow.
And after she, you know, they told us she's going to live. They told us she was severely brain damaged. And so my sister absolutely refused to accept that and contacted a long distance healer, very famous now, Adam Dream Healer. And but at that time he was a 16-year-old young man, and he worked on her remotely. Mm-hmm. And he brought her back to us, you know. She would come every time he worked on her, she would improve. And mm-hmm. she's now married. She has two beautiful daughters. She's modeling. She's, you know, she was in university 3.5 months after the accident, or 4 months after. It was a challenging recovery for her, but she's brilliant. Her personality still, like, she's just a lovely, 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 lovely woman. And when I saw that, I thought, wow, I want to learn how to do that. And I wanted to know, can anyone do it? Is it possible for everyone to do it? And I just dedicated myself to that for the last, I guess, 15, 16 years now.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that story. And I, you know, I got chills listening to you, you know, what your dad went through and your niece, and then that just breathtaking recovery. It sounds like,
yeah, she's, yeah. A miracle.
Yeah, really, truly a miracle. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And a beautiful miracle at that.
yes, absolutely, absolutely. So 15, 16 years ago, it sounds like you must have made a really, was it a dramatic career and life change for you?
Absolutely, everything fell apart.
Wow!
It was all in synchronistic order. I had to, you know, after that, my mom's identical twin passed, and then my father-in-law passed, and like it just was one after another for 7 or 8 years. We just had this, you know, thing happening, and then I had to put my dog down. Mm-hmm. And that was the last straw. And I was given this beautiful little Tibetan terrier, mm-hmm. As a gift from a stranger, which now I know is they're considered rare gifts that are given to esteemed travelers. I didn't know what this little puppy was given to me. And that's how I ended up meeting my first mentor for energy work, like the kind I do now. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I remember I went to one of this woman's talks, just like I give. And that's why I still give these free talks, because I want everybody to be able to have the opportunity. And I left that talk saying, I was born to do this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
I was so excited. And then mm-hmm. I found out after years that we all are born to do this. It was awesome.
That's interesting. So we're all born to do this. Tell me more about that, because I think most of us think, oh, there are certain people who really have a talent in these areas and other people don't.
Well, you know, if you ever look into how people learn, there's so many mm-hmm. different ways of learning. And, you know, just like some families have more athletic ability and some have, like, you know, real beauty, like model beauty or, you know, singing ability, et cetera, that runs in families. Some people have more intuitive psychic ability that tends to run in families. But I have never met anyone who's not intuitive. The problem is people get intuitive hits, but they don't know what to do with them. So you need to add your perception to the intuition to have mm-hmm. true insight. And so you can identify hidden energetic blocks just by feeling for them. And that's what I teach people to do, to feel when their energy drops, which mm-hmm. we call, like, that's a weak energy, and to identify what that really is, because it's never what people think it is. It's never what people think it is. So, like, if someone has like a problem like that with their health, mm-hmm. but every night they're laying awake all night in bed worrying about their finances, They can go to the doctor all they want, but until they address their financial issues, it's going to affect their health. But that leading weakness, you can actually test. Oh, is this really health? No. Mm-hmm. What is it then? And these, you can, you know, I teach people how to use protocols for that that are very effective, and also how to allow their intuition to come in. My manuals in my seminars are coloring book manuals.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, everybody just colors away when they get really triggered.
Right. That's color.
Yeah. And it's because color, you know, art therapy, because I'm an artist and I come from a very creative point of view when it comes to solutions for problems. I don't usually come up with the logical point that other people maybe would. I'll ask a logical question, and then I'll let that go and feel. In you know, it's different for everybody how they feel this, and I will feel whether I'm weak or strong to the answer I came up with. And if I'm weak to that answer energetically, then I don't do it.
That makes sense. You have this internal barometer in a way, right?
Mm-hmm, but we all do. It's like if anyone who's a mother or a father, you know, you'll get an intuitive feeling, oh, my child needs me, and then they'll phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or even I have a teenager, and he, you know, I get more of the, I often can just kind of tune in and tell that he's fine, which is great, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because that's... Yeah. My book, I wrote a book, I guess it's about 4 years ago, and The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. Mm-hmm. Well, the number one weakness for every child is a mother's worry. Yet mothers are taught to worry. and a lot of people feel if they're not worrying, if they're a mother and they're not worrying, then they're not doing a good enough job. And it's actually the opposite. And so we can delete those worries one by one, just like we can in corrupt files on a computer.
That, you know what, that is really, really, really interesting. I had never thought of it like that, you know, that you can start eliminating the worry, right? That there's a way to be a parent differently is what you're saying, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And to recognize that worry is not going to solve anything.
Right. So, we all know that intellectually. Right.
But there's many hidden reasons. And so when we identify those, if we considered ourselves to be like a binary computer, mm-hmm. we have one of two choices. Either we're energetically weak or we're energetically strong. We're in alignment or we're not. Mm-hmm. And the hard drive of our computer is our central nervous system, our spine, our brain. Mm-hmm. And I like to plug people into their heart as their source energy. Mm-hmm. And then you can like actually feel when the energy goes weak and just delete it, just like you would on a computer. Just press delete. That's the most basic way to do my work.
So interesting. Interesting. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about energetic upgrades, what they are. And I'm imagining you've already probably started to talk about it already, Colette, but we're going to get into it for the audience a little more explicitly. You're listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm Claudette Rowley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
And we're back on Cultural Brilliance, the DNA of Organizational Excellence. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Colette Marie Steffen, who is an amazing speaker, intuitive artist, and energetic guru. So we have been talking all about how, you know, essentially, Colette, really, right, how we can use energy to transform our lives. I mean, is that, that's kind of the bottom line, isn't it?
Well, we are transforming our lives every second of every minute of every day. Mm-hmm. When you begin doing energy work, you begin to realize when you're strong to doing what you're doing or if you're weak to it. Mm. And that's a gift that is huge, you know, and I have psychosomatic training also, which is the study of what the emotions do to the human body. And also face reading. And so I find that this energy work can be used for health. It can be used. It's used for every aspect in life. And, you know, like I was saying to you, you know, for offices, et cetera, it can be used to improve relationships with each other and, you know, go in that direction. It can inspire people to become very creative. And all of a sudden start painting and dancing and, you know, like I've seen all sorts of things happen. Work with realtors to sell houses.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I know you talk about, and I just wanted to get into this a little bit more for the audience, is this idea of energetic upgrades. And so what is that? What's an energetic upgrade?
Well, for me, an energetic upgrade is when you identify a hidden weakness and then you eliminate it. And as I was saying in the first segment, it's a simple like running of the energy through the core. And different people, because we all come from different walks of life, some people will see that as a light going up and down, you know, their body. And so I take people through a protocol, you know, at my layer one seminars and also at my new baby steps intro seminars. Where by noon, everybody's already doing it and they already are feeling it. And when I give my free Shift Happens Live talk events on the Friday nights before, usually my seminars, people come there and in the audience, they also shift as well as the people that I bring up. We put names in a hat and, you know, say, what would you like to work on? And we see if we can get them. When I work with people, I like to get a baseline, whether, you know, how much something is bothering them. Mm-hmm. And if it, like, you know, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being like totally neutral.
Right.
And if you can get strong to the extreme worst and the extreme best, then you can start getting neutral to everything that happens in between. Mm-hmm. And then you make stronger choices when you're neutral, like when you're not all, you know. And, you know, people experience this very, very quickly. And so an energetic upgrade is like that split second. What people in physics would, or quantum physics would be, cross the event horizon, where there's that neutral 0 point. And in that 0 point, everything kind of falls apart and comes together in all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so something that has been really, like, if someone has an issue, there can be many, many, many layers to it. And so, you know, in one energetic shift, they sometimes, you know, I've had experiences where people, you know, we had a young man come to one of my first seminars years ago, and he was on crutches because he'd been, you know, in an accident. He'd been on crutches. His right foot hadn't been able to use it. He was in agony. Met him on the plane. He was a total, like, yeah, he didn't believe a word I said, but he was that desperate.
Right, right.
And he showed up at the demo. And within 5 minutes, he was standing on that foot. I had a colleague of mine from Arizona, Phil Free, who was co-hosting my radio show at times here for me. And within 5 minutes, he was able to stand on it. And when he left the event 2 hours later, he was walking out holding his crutches.
Mm.
And so these are things that you see happen, and it's amazing to watch. And it's important to acknowledge, I don't want to be, I'm not a guru. I'm perfectly imperfect. I am just sharing information that that would allow people to recognize that they have this ability. And why I want to share this information with people is because I remember what it's like to feel like you're up Shift Creek without a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the greatest gift ever. And I mean, 15 years of my life now, I have dedicated myself to learning more and more about how to shift energy, taking quantum physics. You know, I became an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation back when it was called that. This is something that I just love doing it. And I love watching the aha moment when people realize, oh, I could just let go of all this pain in a split second. And they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's, and the result always comes from the person.
You right. Know, so, yeah. So it's incredibly, it sounds incredibly empowering.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also very, beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when someone people think that if they get really, really close to their absolute worst, that that's really going to bother them. But most people really get triggered when they get close to their absolute best.
Mm.
And because most people only, like, we can only see 4% of the electromagnetic spectrum, 4 point something. Mm-hmm. And so people will say, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. Well, you can only see, you know, 96% or so is missing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you know, and different people, like autistic children, are very sensitive, and they are picking you know, like, just like if you think of energy, like Nikola Tesla says, you know, if you think about the key to the universe being in terms of frequency, energy, and vibration. So, you know, a lot of these new children, like the babies coming in now and you know, autistic children labeled. So these children are much more sensitive than we were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's partly biological and all the changes, you know, and artificial intelligence, everything, right? We are constantly changing, and people want to pretend we're not.
Right. They do.
But we are.
Well, and it's interesting, even, you know, my work is in organizational culture and change. And when I was thinking about systems, right, or cultural systems and how they are constantly changing and evolving, even though we can't always see it in the moment. But yes, often people think there's nothing happening. But if
there's
you really
always,
look, there's always like, something changing, right?
Yeah, what I find for most people, the reason they fear change is we tend to notice change when it goes kind of bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, like, and sometimes like the universe will just give you, you know, like a gentle nudge and you don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can't be right. And it's because people have certain expectations of the way things are supposed to go.
Right.
And so, you won't listen to the nudge, and then you get the frying pan treatment, and that, you know, that lasts for a couple of days, but then you need the 2x4, right? And so the universe gets louder and louder as you don't listen.
Mm. What, besides health issues and physical issues, are there other signs or ways that it, you know, the need for an energetic upgrade manifests?
Well, health is a given.
Right. Health is a given. Yeah.
Health is a given. So it's, you know, the issues will come up on the emotional and psychological and sometimes on a psychic level. You know, there is a lot of reasons why someone would have an issue. This is, you can use this for finances. You can use this for weight loss. I have the irresistible telespas that are teleconferences by phone. And we work on, you know, and I have a pretty good track record on those.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun. And then we have, you know, you can use this, real estate agents work with me. You can use this to improve relationships in the office. And I just wanted to say that this morning, and this is how it is, because I started gathering the energy together of what the people who are connecting right now. And what came up is an issue in offices that a lot of people maybe unaware of is that a lot of people tell me like they can't handle being in the office because of air conditioning. Like when people are really, really cold.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. Right. In July it can, offices can be freezing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. So like, it's kind of like the physical environment has an extreme, like the physical environment affects your physical intelligence. Mm-hmm. And your physical intelligence affects your physical environment. And so when we can identify what the weakness is, then we can strengthen people to be strong to cold, to be Canadian.
To be Canadian, right. There we go.
Set up our little igloos.
right. But that's a really good point. I mean, it's interesting how we don't consider, right, that we can, most of us, right, aren't considering that we could, it sounds like change our response, right? Change our energetic response.
Because what happens is if someone gets triggered, and a trigger can be something just like, you know, you see someone that was like your grade one teacher that was mean to you, and all the memories come flooding back, you know, or, you know, just a smell or a sound, the siren going by. And so what happens is people label those experiences as an emotion of, say, you know, fear. And then when they experience those sensations or feelings or thoughts in their body, they right away go, "Oh, I am angry," say. And you're not angry. What you are is you're experiencing the sensations through your body and the thoughts, etc., that happened in other situations when your body reacted in that way. And so if you can stop the reaction, then you don't go into, "Oh my God, I'm so afraid." You go, "Oh, hey, I'm centered, I'm stable, I'm balanced."
So you can really choose that response. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, I'm going to be very curious to ask Colette more about relationships and money, you know, and how energy works with all that, right? We know those are very emotionally charged, sometimes energetically charged dynamics. So you were listening to Cultural Brilliance Radio. This is Claudette Rowley. I'll be right back.
Our Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Everybody, this is Claudette Rowley, and you are back on Cultural Brilliance Radio. I'm here today with my guest, Colette Marie Steffen. And Colette, would you like, I think listeners would love to hear, you know, how they can find out more about you, your books, your speaking, everything that you do. What are some ways?
The best way to reach me is, or to find me, is at www.thetruthisfunny.com. And you can find my Tales from the Vector, which is a dragon oracle that I've been painting for 12 years now. There's 64 cards in the deck, and I'm on 63 now after 12 years.
Wow.
So, and that's T-A-I-L-S. And of course, you can find me on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Also at Tales from the Vector if you want to learn more about the art on social media and that. There's this loud whistling.
In the building I'm in, a fire alarm is going off.
Oh, that's the dragons. They're all excited that they're almost done. This kind of thing happens a lot around me. The dragons are excited to be on your show. I know that sounds funny, but this is...
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests. thoughts as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live
Hey, everybody, this is Claudette Rowley, and we're back on Cultural Brilliance Radio, and here with my guest, Colette Marie Steffen. So, Colette, we just had a very interesting experience, didn't we?
Well,
where the office, the building I was in, the fire alarm went off in the middle of this radio show. So this is a new adventure.
My dragons have had that happen at several of the hotel events.
So I have exited the building and I'm on my cell phone. So energetically, what do we make of this?
Well, remember we were just talking about how someone could have a siren and it could trigger you?
Yeah.
And then we were talking about how you could reach my dragons at TAILS from the vector and they say breathe fire into your life. They're a little bit playful sometimes.
Apparently.
I don't get that there's really a fire.
No, I don't think so. But of
it's
course
a false alarm.
There's actually no fire. Everyone just had to leave the building. You know, usual protocol.
But it's so funny because
right?
I was just saying how you could reach them. could reach at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at thetruthisfunny with Colette and at TAILS from the vector.com and at, on Facebook, et cetera. It's just so funny. So,
it is really funny. So thank you for sharing all that for listeners. And do you have any upcoming events, upcoming workshops, right? I know you do those regularly.
Mm-hmm. I have my layer two on May 25th and 26th coming up here. All of my seminars are in Kelowna, British Columbia at this time. And it's a beautiful place to come and visit. And we have Ogopogo, our own water dragon here. And so on May 24th, I'll be giving a free live talk from 7 to 9. This is at the Kanata Hotel on Harvey Street in Kelowna. You can go to my website to find out about that. And then on June 1st, I will be doing Baby Steps, which is my little intros that are 3.5 hours long, and doing a talk again that night, same place, same location. And I, as I said, I do telespas and teleconferences. You can check those out. Float Your Boat is kind of a way of dealing with all the different aspects that are happening in life. So people will send an issue in to me, and you know, I give, do a recording for them and do energetic shifts. So, oh, here comes more trouble, Stella. Okay, so that's pretty much, I'm also at the Holistic Fair. I would just like to mention that that's at the Laurel Packard Building. And that's in, on the last one of the year will be on June 2nd. And that's always a fun event. We just, you know, it's a free event. Anyone can come from 11 till 4 on Sunday. That would be June 2nd.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. So I know before the fire alarm went off, we were just starting, you were sharing how listeners could find you, but we were also going to talk a little bit about money and energy, right? I know you mm-hmm. were chatting on the break about that. So mm-hmm. what should we know about how money and energy connect?
Well, people think that like they have, you know, you have relationships with people and, you know, with lovers and with your children, et cetera. But we also have an energetic relationship with money. And what comes up for a lot of people is if they feel like they are going to lose money, or they've lost money, or their investments dropped, you know, they'll go into this panicky state. And I explain to people, if you think about money as drops that go out in a wave out in the ocean, quantum physics, like as something goes out, something's coming in. So as that wave goes out, it think of that as all that, each of the drops in that water being a dollar. And then the wave that comes back into you from underneath, from the opposite direction, is not made up of those same drops. So when people feel that they have energetically, or that they have lost money, I strengthen them to allow the abundance to come back in many ways, because money is yes, we have a relationship with it. We also have the ability to change that relationship. And when we remove the fear of loss, then, you know, and for different people, that can mean a lot of different things. Quite often, I'll ask people to get in touch with their very first experience when they were a child, where they remember having an experience about money. And, you know, for instance, do you have an experience that you remember about money?
Oh, as a child? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I've done a lot of work, you know, on my money beliefs and things like that. And as an adult, one of the things I remembered as a child was that money was always perceived as very tight in our family. It was very, mm-hmm. very tight. There's a lot of tight energy around money, which made it this fearful, stressful thing. Yeah.
That's because you didn't like tight wads.
Right.
And so, yeah. And, you know, like people will say, like, their different experiences, like if their experience was there was never a shortage of money, mm-hmm. then, you know, those people have they don't have the same fears around it, because they don't have in their subconscious mind, which is formed by the time you're 7. They don't have all these experiences of being poor. But what people don't understand, it's not just your experiences as a child or your families in this lifetime. It goes back and forth generations. So, you know, 7 years back, 7 years forward, a lot of the time, and sometimes even further. These fears,
that's
like from ancestors that were forced to leave their homes in war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of those, that kind of energy. My experience was like with money, that my grandfather on my dad's side, he used to come over and he would fill his pockets with change and he'd sit in different parts of the couches around. And all his grandchildren would just wait because when he left, we'd dive in and we'd grab as much money. And he pretended that.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of like, oh, every time Grandpa came around, there was loose change, you know.
Uh-huh, interesting.
Yeah. He was funny. You know, so, you know, these experiences that we have affect us. And so especially, you know, when people have, you know, experiences where, like I said, fleeing war, refugee experiences, you know, starvation experiences, down the family line. And also these energies also come in as a collective. So if the collective is really weak to money, or the collective feels that there's an economic problem, say in the country you're in, then it affects everybody.
I was really intrigued by what you said, and I had not thought of this about, you know, your ancestors, right? And how their beliefs around money can, you know, it sounds like are passed down to you, right? And it could be that you've never had the same experience they've had, but it sounds like you can be impacted by what happened to them.
Totally. You know, when you are, I have my teacher certificate in psychosomatic therapy, and I like to use it in the energy work. And my mentor, he was studying the effects of what war has on women after World War II in Germany. And the effects, like in the womb, the womb is water, and it's a very emotional place. So if a mother is in the middle of war and maybe she lost, you know, her husband, or doesn't know where he is and is afraid of being raped and all that, it actually affects the bone structure of the baby and the emotions of that child. And it will have an effect because the water creates, that's the emotional, where we hold all of that emotion. And so it's very fascinating how it does affect people.
It is really fascinating, yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, it makes me think about energy and relationships, right? And I think that most of us are a little more familiar with, right, energy and relationships, even this idea of, you know, being around certain people makes us feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. But, you know, what do you think, what in your experience, what's most important to consider in terms of our, you know, the energetic nature of our relationships?
Well, you know what I was reading in your book, like you talk about authenticity.
Yes.
And I talk about the authentic self triad, and that's like your body, soul, spirit. So if people focus, if that triad's out of order, like out of balance, it's very challenging for people to do physically well. And, you know, like if you're putting too much emphasis on your body and money, et cetera, and not allowing your spiritual self to come out, and also your soul. So once that authentic self triad, if we have strong boundaries, what happens is when the energy comes in from outside with all the fear, if we can have strong boundaries there, we can stay strong to that and make strong choices that come from inside ourselves. Instead of panicking along with everybody else. Better to be in the eye of the storm and calm. And there's a lot of chaos out there right now, and there's a lot of amazing, beautiful energy out there right now. So I like to,
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that, because I've noticed that also, that, yeah, there's a lot of chaos, right, and a lot of pain and a lot of stress. And then there's this other, then at the same time that, like you said, there's this really exceptional beauty, right, where I've read, you know, read about people doing amazing things for the planet, right, people doing amazing things for each other, and really just seeing this dichotomy, right, of experience.
What's really, really interesting about this is that when you start creating community, like you are talking about, like I've been applying the first part, the first steps. I think I'm on chapter 5 now, because I'm busy waiting to get my feedback now. But I don't have a huge organization, but I have, you know, created this new program, Call to Dance, that's based on like some art therapy. And it shares the information, kind of like, you know, anatomy manuals. So it's kind of, it puts people in a more playful place. And that's why I like to use the energy, you know, cards and stuff like that. Because if people are playful about it and they don't take it so seriously, then they're able to feel again. I have Leroy Maloof on my radio show quite often. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. He, he's 87 and we taught seminar in Egypt together. And this man is just, he talks about this, about like when we're children, we under the age of five, children under the age of five tend to laugh like 500 times a day. And some adults are lucky if they squeak one out once a week, you know?
Right. That's true.
And so the more we allow ourselves to feel again, and what comes up for a lot of people, just a sadness, a grief, a disappointment in the way things are right now. And then on the other hand, there's on this other side of it, this beautiful joy that a lot of people that can feel the energy and recognizing all the love that's bubbling up too.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've started to see, I guess on social media mostly, or news articles, it just made me think about this concept that's being talked about now called climate grief, right? Grief related mm-hmm. to the, and stress related to the to climate change.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm curious.
It's heavy. Do you feel how heavy that is?
Yeah.
A big part of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is I decided a long, long time ago that if I want to be able to look myself in the eye and look future generations in the eye, and I want to be able to say I did my best to share information that would empower all of us. And we can't blame governments because we are the government. We learn that mm-hmm. in cultural brilliance, right?
Right.
If you learn to govern yourself with, right. and have like make strong choices because you're not freaking out along with everybody else. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful time for change. Like, talk about change, right? I went all the way
this
to Peru to do ayahuasca ceremony to find out on a deeper level, because I felt this deep grief, you know, and I don't feel that anymore. I don't feel the grief of the plant. You know, I feel the joy that all that people are becoming more aware.
Mm-hmm.
And that as things are sort of exposed to us, and that's what's happening right now. As we start to see, there's this happening and that happening, and that's because we have so much information coming in. And so we need mm-hmm. to, test energetically what's the best answer for me. The most applicable answer is not necessarily the most applicable answer for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I think this is an amazing time for change, right? And mm-hmm. we're looking at, things being, in the business world, I'd say disrupted, right? In some cases, we're looking at things disintegrating in different ways. And I'm thinking, in terms of systems, but I know individual people too. And, when something's already
made up, like people are made up of individual systems.
This absolutely. Is what, yeah.
So like if, like, that's why, like, if your blood vessels don't support your heart, then people will perceive that as a heart condition, but it's actually, not, it's more of a, the blood vessels and heart not working together. And so you can identify which organs are arguing with each other in the body, and then you can get them to get along just like people.
Mm-hmm.
<You know?
laughs> it's the message I'm getting right now, as I'm thinking about our conversation today, is it's like that almost that anything, or almost anything, you'll let me know which it is, can be healed, right? That this, there's just so much opportunity for it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everything out there is energy, and that's what I learned when I went for quantum physics training, which mm-hmm. was quite challenging for me, was just that we are all made up of atoms, and atoms never touch.
Yeah, and at, you know, atoms don't fight in it. Yeah, there's really, right, we are these individual systems. We, you know, there's just so much possible. And that is one of the things I'm really, really taking away from our conversation today. There's a real depth to this possibility, right?
Oh, that, totally. And reading your book, I've been applying principles that you have in your book to...
Thank you.
The energy. Well, because you're brilliant.
Oh. Thank you. As are you. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, yeah. So there's really, like you said, whether we're looking at principles of systems, whether it's the individual system, you know, the organizational system, all these same possibilities apply. And our time has flown, Colette. We have to wrap the show up. And I want to thank you so much for being here today and sharing your wisdom and your brilliance and gifts with us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show. And thank you, you know, to Dr. Pat and her team for giving us all this opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Thank you to Dr. Pat and her team and to Carter. And thank you to listeners. As always, we had a great time. Thank you for bearing with us during the fire alarm episode. please join us on Cultural Brilliance Radio the second and fourth Fridays of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We will be back here in a couple of weeks. Until then, have a great time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the hit show Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence with Claudette Rowley. Conversations that are transforming the world of culture and business. You can download this podcast and find out more about Claudette and her breakthrough work at ClaudetteRowley.com. Please contact Claudette and find out how you can create a brilliant culture.